On that matter, I think the council is actually taking an immediate response and approach to a critical matter that is affecting the residents of Harare and other areas. Because honestly, if you don't carry out a research to find out why people are failing to pay, you cannot then be the first person going to the press or going everywhere saying people are now failing to pay after this has been cancelled. Well, yes, this was cancelled, but it does not then empower people to pay. If people are impoverished, if we have childhood families, if we've got pensioners, if we've got unemployed people, surely I think that is a fertile ground where people can then say we are unable to pay because of these issues. These are economic issues, economic reasons that are actually bearing on this matter.
What are you urging your members to do?
As the Commander Residents Association, we try to re-engage the city of Harare. Because we understand that in most cases, there is a difference between what the politicians will be doing. I'm talking of the elected officials and what the bureaucrats and townhouse will be doing. You will be shocked to find that in most cases, the politicians will not be aware of what the bureaucrats are actually doing. So our first step shall be to reach out to the politicians, the elected officials, the people whom we voted into office to find out what is exactly taking place. And then after that, we obviously have been urging people to pay for the service that they receive from the local authorities. There hasn't been any day when we've been calling for red boycott or anything else. What we want is that people who are able to pay are supposed to pay. But let us not forget that in our society, in the society that we live, we've got marginalized groups, we've got marginalized people who, for one reason or the other, will end up failing to pay. Let us then at every step be cognizant of that group or sector of the people in the society.